Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Hamner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ralph Hamner. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The center fielder, Felix Macioas. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgson moves to third. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Hodgson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Case steals second. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a pop-up towards third. Wells settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Sierrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Case moves to third. Pat Sierrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierrett takes first base on ball four. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Fleming reaches third base with a triple. Case scores. Sierra goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells takes first base on ball four. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wells moves to second. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wells. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Ross applying the tag. Two outs. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is hit by the pitch. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Red Embree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embree hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky strikes out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgson moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-1 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1. Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels moves to second. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tresh strikes out. two outs. Ralph Hamner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Macchioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Macchioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioas is 0 for 2 in the game. Macchioas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sierra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wells hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Fleming goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Indians. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Boudreau scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Hegan reaches third base with a triple. Meyer scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 2 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgin. Case reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 7-1, Indians. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Macchioz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Case scores. Macchioz moves to second. It's 8-1, Indians. Frank Papish now pitching. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Macchioz scores. It's 9-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a line drive towards short. Appling reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Dickey pinch hits for Frank Papish. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Two outs. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodgin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Whitman now playing shortstop. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 3 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Ross moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ross scores. Meyer moves to second. It's 10-1, Indians. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0-for-3 in the game. Embry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Hegan moves to second. It's 11-1, Indians. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Embry moves to second. It's 12-1, Indians. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Macioas hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sierra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Embry scores. Case moves to second. It's 13-1, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Frank Whitman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitman strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Michaels moves to third. Wells moves to second. Whitey Platt pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embree fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. Wells moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wells scores. Tresh scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-3, Indians. Frank Whitman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitman is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.